好嘛，好嘛，好
嘛，
好
嘛，好嘛，好嘛，好嘛，好嘛，
Can you use yours?
Yeah.
Is it okay with this corner?
I think so, yeah. Okay, yeah. It's just more sensitive. Okay,
I'm going to need this jacket. Because I know I'm going to get very cold.
Oh,
yeah. Is it not looking good in the frame? No, I know I'm going to have a cold, that's why. Shall I put it down? I'll put it down. amazing experience of doing what we call in India a ghar baithak. It means a home concert, a very small private concert with usually a large audience, and we will pretend that you're all personal guests of Johnson Chang, and we hereby name this the Sujo Johnson Chang baithak. Okay.
And before we start, let me also introduce one of the musicians who is going to be in the audience. But we also have an intellectual interlocutor, musicologist, Professor Zhou Qing, who is here. And he's also a performer himself.
Imagining that in a baithak you have an audience of what we call in India rasikas. A rasika is someone who is a connoisseur, someone who appreciates the arts, someone who is knowledgeable about the arts. So we assume that you are rasikas because this is a baithak, and we are not going to give you any basic information about what is Indian music. I think that when you listen to what these people are doing, you get a good idea of what this music is about. We are going to go straight into the presentation itself. But before that, I just want to say that I'm delighted to be, I'm having the good fortune of knowing these three musicians and presuming on their kindness that they are willing to come all the way from India for this. What I hope is the first of many events. I see these not as simply Indian cultural practitioners coming and performing in China. That's not the purpose of this, upon imagining this. I'm seeing this as working at many different levels. I see it as being a future research project that I know many academics and ethnomusicologists and other people are interested in, and cultural theorists are interested in thinking about the status of cultural practices in India and China. So it could very well be something we think about in terms of future collaborative research. It could also be something we think of as building a platform for practitioners of different kinds to come together and have conversations, to maybe develop performance together as well. We've been able to do that to a very small extent in the last 3 days, and we hope that when we have your inputs and maybe something that follows our discussion, which will be for 2 hours, we have more possibilities opening up for future collaborations. Yes? The current installation that I have, along with my colleague Surabhi Sharma, the filmmaker, which we are going to screen on the television screen outside in the garden, this installation is called Riyaz. Riyaz in the North Indian musical tradition means practice. But it's actually something that's a very rich concept. It comes from the Persian roots of the word. And practice is something that you do when you are meditating on the music. It's something where you're reflecting on what you have learned. It is something you can do by yourself, or you do in the presence of the guru, or you do when you are in many ways in the sense that the guru is somewhere in the house, but you are singing. But wherever the guru is, he or she can hear what you are singing. Okay? So this is really like we're trying to create a space of reflection and of listening and of thinking about learning practice in the installation that Surabhi Sharma and I have done. We hope that you will see that. I'm very happy to announce that Rituja Nair, who's at that end, is in the installation. You will see a slightly younger Rituja in the installation. You will see Pandita Lalit Rao in the installation as well. And I think that you will see why I was trying so hard to make them agree to come to be part of this larger discussion. It's clearly a multimedia conversation that they're envisaging, and it's also multimedia in terms of not being an academic conversation, although I'm primarily an academic, but today everyone is an artist, right? So I'm also trying to be one, and that's why I have an exhibition in the Biennale, my very first, let me admit. So in a sense, we're seeing how the concept of Riyaz can be excavated, can be re-examined, can be reinvigorated and taken forward in different kinds of musical practice and other artistic practice. And maybe it would be really interesting one day, Johnson, to bring the concept of Riyaz into academic locations as well. In scholarly traditions, what does it mean to do Riyaz? So this is the project I'm thinking about right now, and in the next couple of years, I want to take forward some sort of understanding of how learning practices work in many kinds of genres, including, of course, South Indian classical music that I have a great attachment to and familiarity with, but maybe also other forms like the Kinchu in Shanghai and Suzhou, maybe the Cantonese opera in Hong Kong where I'm now based. And other forms that we might decide to work with. So I think this is a broad concept. What is the art? What is learning practice? What is the experience of learning? This is what we have been exploring the last 3 days, and this is what the installation also explores. But to give you a sense, today we thought, because this is a largely unfamiliar audience, or an audience of music lovers and people who like music, we thought we would begin by presenting just one of the melodic forms. I'll come say the Gnosis form is the Raga. The Raga is the melodic form that is customarily used in Indian music. And it's a particular combination of notes. So what we're going to do after the translation has been done is to take one Raga called Yaman, and demonstrate 3 different forms of North Indian classical music in Yaman. More than this, the individual singers will explain before the start singing. Sorry, this is a bit long, but you know the content, so you can give a summary translation.
首先我想代表所有的出色的印度音乐家朋友来感谢今天的主持人，他今天我们的主人，他举办了这样一种活动，在我们印度称作家庭音乐会。那么家庭音乐会。 这样的形式就代表着大家都是对艺术有所了解和有所追求的人。昨天我们在上海音乐学院介绍了印度音乐的一些基本的方面，包括它这些旋律的构成和节奏的构成。但是我们认为这种基础性的介绍不适合今天这种有层次的观众，所以我们今天来不仅仅是为了表演，而是有以下几个更多的。 第一就是一种学术交流，在不同的音乐和背后的文化之间的学术交流。第二是在这些文化之间创造一个联系性，以为在这种不同的表演，为不同的表演形式搭建一个共同的平台，也为其他的表演形式对我们这种艺术形式的输入提供可能性。 那我们这个项目在外面有一个屏幕上播出的这个装置艺术的名字叫 Riyaz， 它是来自波斯语的一个单词，意思是练习，也有冥想等等，有意思。那这个项目首先是上海少年展展出的，所以那个其中也录到了我们几位音乐家，Rituja，还有就是Lalit Rao这位，我们。 希望大家可以在片子中看到他们的身影。那这刚才讲的这种 Riyaz， 它是一种 这种练习有的时候是自己一个人的，而有的时候是跟老师在一起，老师被他们尊称为咕噜。而最奇特的一种形式就是，有的时候老师他尽管在空间里，但是他并不会专门去听你的唱。所以我想我们的装置艺术就是实现了这样一种对空间的塑造。所以我们这种 VIAS 的概念也不仅仅是为了学术的，而是希望能在其他的多种艺术形式之中实现这样一种冥想空间的构造。就像我们未来几年可能会做比如广东音乐和像今天昆曲这样的各种各样不同的制作，在我们的 CD 和电影之中也追求同样的一个主题。那在今天正式进印度音乐展演的开始，我想先介绍一个最惯用的旋律体系，名字叫 Raga。 Raga 它是一些音符的组合。
We have already mentioned the names of the singers, the two singers. Let me just do one round of introduction again. You don't have to translate, I'm just mentioning the names of the performers. In the center is Pandita Lalit Rao from the Agra Gharana, or the Agra style of singing. Here is Omkar Havaldar on my left. Omkar is also currently my own teacher. I'm very happy that he's here. He's from the Kirana Gharana, or the Kirana style of singing in the music. There is Rutuja Dad, our youngest performer, who's from the Jaipur Gharana, or the Jaipur style of performing. They have not performed together before. They know each other, but they don't know each other that well. And it's been amazing to see how they could work together in the last few days. And I think you'll see there'll be quite a treat for you towards the end of this, not exactly towards the end, but maybe in the second half of today's performance, where they will actually collaboratively improvise on something. And you will see how the representation of Indian music actually works. I won't say anything more. I just want to say that please note that no one has any sheet or score in front of them. No one is reading off the music. No one has memorized the music. They are all going to improvise. What are the consequences of this and why this is the centerpiece of Indian music, we can discuss later.
所以我想再次介绍一遍今天的三位音乐家。坐在中间的是阿里拉，他的所在的流派叫阿卡。流派这个词在上海语言中称作嘎哈纳，所以他的流派就是阿卡嘎哈纳。而这位男音乐家他叫欧卡哈巴达，他所在的流派叫皮拉纳嘎哈纳。这位我们最年轻的女艺术家名字叫乌图加拉，她的流派是詹普嘎哈纳。那么他们三位我们看到来自不同的流派，在之前我们这个项目之前也从来没有一起合作过，所以我很想知道这几天的合作能带给他们什么样的这样的一个产出。那么我们也只想提醒大家注意一点，他们面前没有摆任何形式的乐谱，他们也不是在背谱，而只是一种完全的即兴。那在今天我们印度音乐的这部分展演之后，也将跟其他的音乐共同来即兴。那这种即兴所造成的结果我们将过后探讨。
We begin with the Pandita Lalit Rao singing the Raag Yaman with the Drupad that she's going to sing. She'll say a couple of words about the Drupad before she begins.
他将演唱的这个是印度音乐一个最古老的形式，叫 Drupad。 它是一个只用了几个单词来进行即兴的这样一种歌唱形式。
On behalf of all three of us, I would like to thank you to John T. Chen for giving us this beautiful stage to perform, to the agents who are in the instruments and getting us here, and to the Best Haven Project through whom we have come here, and to all of you. I hope you will be able to take back, even if you take back a small memory of what we sing today, we would have been successful.
首先我想代表我们三位来感谢今天我们的主人为我们提供这么好的表演条件，还有这么好的设施。然后我也想感谢在座的各位，如果你们能记住任何一点我们所唱的，那就是我们的成功。
I will begin the concert with the Raag Yaman. when I sing out, it means a melody. The melody becomes the bass, and there are small words which form the song. I will be demonstrating the oldest style of North Indian music present today, which is being performed, called Dhrupad Samaj. Here the rag or melody is elaborated without an accompaniment, followed by a composition which is set to 12, 14 or 10 beats as composed. There is not much scope for imagination or creation in this.
所以今天我想先介绍的这个拉嘎，它是一个旋律基础，这种像刚才所说的，就是现存最古老的古典印度古典音乐形式，叫Dhrupad，它是并没有其他乐器来伴奏，在一个自由的影子之后，是一个以十二拍、十四拍或十拍为全为这个节奏循环的这样一个创作的作品。
The bass or the tonic note, do, which we use as a bass for singing.
现在大家听到的这个弦乐的持续音，就是给我们将会一直伴随着我们演唱的过程，它为我们所唱的这个音阶提供了主音，就是我们所说的哆。
where you elaborate the whole melody in detail, but I'm cutting it short. Then you go to the double MP. I believe so. I will request Omkar Bhavandar to present the same raga in a very different form. The Drupad that you heard from Lalit Rao is one of the oldest forms of Ramayana music. It goes back 700 years. No one knows its origin. But the khayal, which Omkar will demonstrate now, is approximately 200 or 250 years old. It sort of began as a departure from the Drupad to allow for more flexibility, more innovation, and more improvisation. And khayal literally means imagination or thought, as Omkar says.
刚才听到的这个 Drupa 是印度最古老的古典音乐乃至大约可以追溯到700年前，并且没有人知道它的根源。那么接下来我请奥普卡唱的这个流派，这个类型叫Kaya，它的意思是想象，大约是在200到250年前从最古老的 Drupa 形式衍生出来的，它为 即兴、自由和这个弹性提供了更多的空间。那现在要唱的是同一首，是吧？
Thank you.
alternating the notes. So we have this seven notes in the in this record here that we use. So I use this note and we combinations of all of them. So something like this.
To this day, but sort of died out in a major way in the 1930s. This was in the language Marathi, unlike the other compositions in the Sami Hindustani. And it was through the musical theatre, this is what I've been researching in the last few years, through the musical theatre, the melodies of North Indian music became extremely popular amongst a wide range of people who then were very keen to learn the music themselves.
接下来最后一个想要介绍的题材就叫朱拉，它是一个比较轻音乐式的传统音乐的题材，大约诞生在20世纪的大约1930年这个年代，随着当时的一些音乐戏剧的流行，那古典印度声乐的一些旋律变得非常的流行，那这个也是我这几年在做的一项研究。
Song from a musical play. The song describes the journey of a seeker who wants to find the ultimate path towards God. He travels the Himalayas and tries to find the way to God.
我先唱这首歌，是关于一个寻找离神最近的地方的人的故事。
demonstrate in the next section of the program is the idea of percussion and how it works in North Indian vocal music. The reason to introduce this concept of how the percussion works is to show you that while improvisation is at the heart of Indian music, the improvisation is done within a very strict rhythmic structure. So what we're going to show you is how in three different kinds of rhythmic cycles, with different numbers of beats, a particular presentation can be made. Lalit Rao will begin with the Raag Gaur Malhar in the rhythmic structure called the Taal, called the Roop of Taal.
接下来我们将在下一个部分展示的是这个打击乐的重要性。那实际上打击乐代表的是这个节奏的周期。接下来我们要唱的第一种节奏的周期为什么叫它的？下面我们要唱第一种。
The rag I'm going to sing is Gaur Malhar. We have the names of the ragas depicting seasons, depicting other, and this one, the reference to Malhar, is the rainy season. And in India, we have definite rainy season, summer season, and the cold season. So these ragas are mainly sung in the monsoon.
我们的各种各样的raga是跟自然界的各种时间相关的。在印度，我们清楚地分为三个季，就是雨季、旱季和冷季。那现在要唱的这些 raga 主要是跟季风的季节有关，就是雨季。And
the song also talks about the rain. It says, "Aaye aaye re jhumke, khil kar kaare badal." It talks about the billowing dark clouds which come announcing the rain. And it says, at such a time, I miss my
beloved.
Thank you.
七拍子的周期是很罕见的那种形式。
You come back to the first beat, that is the climax, and that forms the reference point.
每个周期结束就回到第一拍，第一拍是强拍，作为一个参考的点。
Now we have another big structure, the Japtal, which Om Dhan will introduce, and he will sing the rag Vrindavani Sara.
Thank you.